You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly Christmas and a happy new year.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Hello. How is everyone?
Yay.
Can I get to the order? Can we just move to the orders like right ahead? Can we just skip through?
No.
You know what?
No. This is the big party.
I'm getting those little hot dog things, or I'm hitting the bar first. I don't know which one it's going
to
be.
This energy is why I don't go to parties.
Look, I don't wear these antlers often, but when I do, I need hors d'oeuvres fish.
Oh, my God. Welcome, everyone. Today is exciting. It is our office party episode.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Again,
really? Seriously? Do I have to go?
Well, Dave, glad I have enthusiasm for all of us.
Can I use PTO to not go to the
Dave, are you going to be there again?
I feel like I'm still there from last year.
And the breathalyzer woman is at the door.
Yeah.
Wow. Is it the same chick from last year?
Yep.
She never left.
All right. Well, you know.
Okay, folks. Joining me, I'm good old gal Juliana. Joining me at the table today is good old boy Mike.
You know, when they're thinking about handing out invitations for the office party, I am on the do not invite list. So, you know, that is
shocking.
That is my perennial favorite part.
Some sort of watch list.
My contribution, you know. Well, not that guy. So, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I do have cool antlers on today. So,
you do.
Well, you have antlers on.
Reverend Mark, hello.
Hey, hello.
Glad you could make the
holiday party. I'm here to put the X back in Christmas.
Did you say exit? Because I think that should be the first thing you do is not to decide to attend the office party, but have a good exit strategy.
Yep.
Yes.
Good old boy Dave. Hi.
I already have my emergency appendectomy planned to get me out of the party after about 30 minutes.
I thought you were going to say, I've updated my emergency contacts. So, yeah. You know.
I updated my LinkedIn.
So you're saying Bozo the Clown is no longer your number one choice there.
Wow. I mean, that was Juliana, but, you know.
You know.
Okay. Well, we're getting to that time of year, folks.
Okay.
The time of year that we all dread. I mean, love. It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
Tis the season to spend time with those that you love and those that you work with. Yeah, that's right. It's that time of year when many of us have to face one of the most stressful tests of our social skills.
Hey, Susie from accounting. Did you get that 18th tattoo removed? I thought you were going to do that. Can I see it?
It's the office party. Mm. And for those of us who are known to be alcohol aficionados, a.k.a. beer nerds.
Hey, Joan.
Wine or whiskey snobs.
That third bottle of wine is just probably not a little in your repertoire this year.
Well, for us aficionado people, there's even added pressure of the dreaded bring your own.
Game on.
What to bring?
We're not inviting Mike. We're just inviting Mike's beer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm going to talk now. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. What to bring? That's the eternal question. And why did we invite Mike? Do I come?
The other question.
Do I cater to my fellow beer nerds? Do I try to bring some new converts to the world of good beer?
Yes.
Or do I just play to the larger crowd with a six pack of Mick Ultra? Well, first off, if Mick Ultra is in the conversation, you should probably stay home.
We're doomed.
Yes. I'm out of here.
I'm going to play to the lager crowd.
Hey, I like that. Yeah. See what he did there?
Okay. So each of us at the table today has brought two things to share. At least two things to share. One is for the beer nerds, the ones that expect a little bit more flavor, a little bit more complexity.
What you bring, what you bring, what you bring, what you bring.
And the other is for the rest of the crowd.
Oh, this is so much better than, you know, my hard seltzer. I mean, I love this stuff.
I can't consume over 150 calories in a day. So,
can I put some ice in this?
Whether you're trying to win people over with good beer or just trying to find something that everyone will enjoy, this is what you bring for the masses.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Reverend Mark, why don't you go over the Suds ratings for today's episode? They are special.
Be glad to. We will be discussing and rating these
beers,
things
with these Suds ratings. And here's how it goes. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a 30-minute lecture on smart investing from the guy in accounting. Number two, was that a VP throwing up in the corner?
Yes.
There's Bill again.
Number three, what a relief. I didn't get caught hitting on the CEO's wife.
Hey, Gladys.
You dirty bird.
Number four, a body should really not make that sound while singing the karaoke version of Sexual Healing to the HR director.
Ooh.
Sexual healing, baby.
And last, number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another reason to start looking for a new job on Monday.
Good job, Mark. Taco Bell. This is Mike.
Well, all right. Let's get to it. Of course, we want to start.
Well,
good old boy Mike.
Start at the top, right?
I mean, right?
Well, you know, we all have had experiences where we're faced with, you know, workplace, you know, parties. We chose, you know, to tackle just office parties in general, but yeah, you know, a lot of they tend to, you know, throw these in the fourth quarter and holiday time, and you know, we just call it something very generic other than, you know, this is a bad idea. You know, it was when I was thinking about the way that I tend to approach, you know, going to a lot of social events, you really have to kind of cater to the audience that you're, you know, kind of walking into. And so we kind of fell into a very common way that we approach things, which is we're going to have, you know, several different crowds that we're going to have to, you know, cater to. And so first is what I think of as the vast majority of the people at the party, which is, I'm not a beer nerd, so I'm kind of afraid of whatever you brought. So I chose something that is very approachable. And in general, I was really looking for something that was fairly low ABV. I was looking for probably a wheat beer because they are fairly approachable. And there are a lot of things that fall in that category. I chose a Hefeweizen from Germany, Anger. This is a 5.1% ABV Hefeweizen. There is no fruit on this. This is just a straight up Hefeweizen from just, And you can find this beer almost anywhere. I would say that probably my first choice would be to pick up a Hefeweizen that's actually made locally. You really want something that is incredibly fresh in this category. And this beer has been imported. It's been stored in 20 warehouses. It was probably sitting on the shelf for at least 4 years. So this may not be the very best Hefeweizen that we'll all have. But again, I don't think that the crowd that you're also aiming for would really know the difference.
They're not going to discern the difference, any meaningful difference.
They're going to sip this and go, oh, well, this is not an IPA. I like this. You know, this
it's a little
is
sweet.
Like little, this is like little floral marshmallows, you know, on my palate. Oh, I thought you were going to bring something that I would never like. I mean, seriously, after sure. people say that, we're all nodding our head, absolutely, you know, in unison, going, "And we've heard that speech before." So that would absolutely be, you know, my first choice. What do you guys think about that pick?
I like this.
I think it works.
It's very pleasant. It's not offensive.
It's missing all the things I dislike about Hefeweizens. So.
Well, and, you know, I think some other wheat beers that are very popular, you know, they go for fruit, you know, and orange is probably the, is the other, you know, orange-laden, you know, wheat beers.
Some Blue Moon.
Yeah, or, you know, something that rhymes with top. you know, that... I mean, I think those beers are very popular because I think they appeal to a very broad audience. And, you know, so, you know, my wife actually does not like, you know, hoppy beers. And I know that if I can serve this to her, then I can serve it to the rest of, you know, that room. And so,
yeah,
she tends to enjoy wheat beers or things that just don't really have a hit you over the head, you know, moment with flavor or hops. And so that's why I chose this.
Yeah, and I think a Hefeweizen that's more on the banana side rather than the clove is going to be less bitter. I mean, they're neither are bitter, but once it ventures into the clove area, then you have a little more complexity.
Yeah, you got a little bite.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may be offended by the bite.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have anybody that would say, can I combine this with something else, like an ice cube? So.
Yeah. No, I great choice.
You guys want to rate this up?
Great choice. Yeah, four. Let's go four.
For what it is.
Yes.
For what it is. It's super solid, you know, single, you know, you just want to walk in the room and not piss off somebody, you know, that's for sure.
So the Eyinger Hefeweizen
is a four.
All right, party boy Mike.
Yeah, so we got the break coming up here. I'll just give you a quick preview. I have a really cool story about some prep for this episode after the break.
Ooh
yeah. It took an interesting twist.
He's almost giddy, folks. We'll be right back.
Not good.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for a party.
Gross. Absolutely.
Whatever. Today's episode is the office party.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what do you bring to a BYOB office party?
An exit strategy.
Well, yeah. Anyways, before the break, good old boy Mike was talking about one of his offerings, and now we're moving on to the next one.
Yeah, so we just talked about the Erringer Hefeweizen from Germany, again at 5.1% ABV, which we rated a 4. So it was interesting. I had a little bit of some prep, you know, for this episode, and I was just kind of asking some additional cast members that we have, you know, what would you take, you know, to an office party? And it was a really interesting conversation. And I was starting to, you know, ask some other friends and family, and I was getting my hair cut. And the young lady that cut my hair, we have always some interesting conversations. And I threw the question out to her. I said, Kayla, you just made the show, by the way.
Hi, Kayla.
I said, you know,
sorry you had to touch Mike's head.
I said, what would you bring to the office party? And she goes, I think I would bring, I'm not really quite sure which gummies that I would bring.
Wow.
And I was like, oh man, this is interesting. You know, it's like, so I didn't cut her off at the path and tell her, and now we're really kind of limiting this to beer. I just kind of let the conversation evolve from there. And so
probably make the party more interesting for sure.
Wow. I was like, huh? So it was interesting that the very first choice that you would make would be to take something that has THC in it, you know, which is the drug in marijuana, if you don't know that. So for you folks in Iowa. So, you know, then we started talking about, you know, the kind of gummies, and then she was, you know, talking about that, you know, gummies have both certain concentrations, but she was talking about this one that was actually in the shape of an octopus that had like over 500 milligrams of
You
know, THC in it. And she actually took it on a trip, and they were actually, you know, like peeling off, you know, one tentacle at a time and kind of consuming, you know, one tentacle of the octopus. But, you know, somebody didn't know that in the party she was with that, you know, how much there was, and just fired a whole one down. You know, and that was kind of, yeah, you know, they slept pretty good for about 2 days. After that. Yeah. So
very mellow.
Yeah. The lag time on that is also something you have to factor in.
So are you saying that you should have edibles at like 1 p.m.?
Yeah. Not really.
I like that Reverend Mark all of a sudden has become our resident expert on exactly how you should enjoy, you know.
If you want to take a long lunch.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that on your way out of the office, you should fire down some gummies, because if you're coming back to the office party, you want them to be in full effect when, you know, Phil from accounting goes, hey, did I tell you about the derivatives that I got into this year?
You
want
to peek at just the right moment. Know, yeah.
As Gladys is coming over and going, I really like your shoes.
Like, well, what? In high school, I was an unlicensed psychopharmacologist.
I like that. Yes. Yeah. That's a very
nice.
How would Ed describe that? would he declare that his day job? You know, where do you put that on your tax form? So, hi, folks. Welcome to Career Day. I am your unlicensed pharmaceutical representative, otherwise known as the dude in the back of the parking lot selling weed.
So Mark and then the guy from the Villages in the other episode.
Yeah, right.
Both same kind of deal.
You know? So, it was interesting, you know, so yes, this conversation went someplace I did not anticipate at all. But then it even got more interesting. She said, well, you know, I think there would probably be some dab involved. And I'm like,
Yeah.
And when she said that, I thought she said dab. And I'm like, why would you have caulk involved at an office party? So,
except that it's slightly different.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I just had to put my, you know, walker aside and step into the moment.
He had to break out his Google machine.
I actually had to tuck in my third chance as I turned to her and said, what's dab? You know, like an idiot. So, if you don't know what it, I didn't know what it was either. It is a wax like substance that is pure THC, and you smoke it. And I'm like, so I was talking with, let's see, should I name him? I think I should, with Barger, one of our cast members. If you've listened to any of our cigar shows, Barger and I are on those. And I said, so I told him that, and he looked at me like he was so impressed, like, holy crap, Mike knows what dab is. You know? And I was like, well, I've been coached well. So I said, so would you take dab to an office party? And he was like, before or during or after? And I go, well, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I would take dab before, during, after. I was like, okay. He's like, get the blue one. And I'm like, what's the blue one?
I hardly know, you know, what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was just the whole time I'm sitting there. And then Barger goes, he goes, so what do you know about dab? And I said, probably like a minuscule of information about it. I said, all I know is that you smoke it and it's something that you put like in a crack pipe. And he said, no, it's not a crack pipe. And I said, he said, no, it's a pipe that you put the wax like substance in it and you light it and you heat it up and it's, you know, it kind of liquefies a bit and then you like inhale it. And I go, yeah,
like crack,
like a crack pipe. So he goes, well, yeah, but you don't call it that. I mean, it's like something completely different. And I go, well, is it like bigger or longer? And he goes, well, yeah, it can be in, you know, different shapes and sizes, you know, but definitely get the blue one. You know, that's what he said. So I was like, okay.
Okay.
So, like, you know, so I was like,
this episode of Sips Out the Spokes is brought to you by the blue one.
The blue one.
The blue pill.
So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about this whole office party thing. And I'm like, man, I have really missed the entire whole concept. So it's interesting that, you know, our frame of reference with no context at all, you know, that somebody would choose to actually bring THC,
sure,
you know, before they would actually take like wine or beer or something else like that. So if you've made that choice, I want to say that it apparently was very natural for you to make that choice. And I'll just be the guy over in the corner trying to put out the vibe. So, you know, anyway, yeah.
Well, but I mean, with some office members, you have to do something.
Oh, I totally
like
want to see. I want to see Sally from accounting definitely fire up some dab pipe. You know, well,
I mean, it depends on, you know, the where you work too. You know, I mean, if you work at like some kind of new startup or something, like a lot of younger people there, you probably. It'd probably be more of a dab party than it would be a beer party.
Absolutely, sure. Thinking the whole time was, you know, from the movie, you know, Office Party, you know, where they're actually swinging on the light, you know, on the light fixtures, and the guy does a swan dive into the filing cabinet, you know, and he goes, "I'm all right."
You know. Yeah, I don't know about my office parties of the past. Maybe the time that I was at the Church of the Presumptuous Assumption.
I like it.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool.
So has anybody else been to an office party that it took an interesting turn of events?
I went to one for a mortgage company, and it was on the General Jackson, like a riverboat. And during the day, like a lot of these like executives are very conservative, nice people and everything, but pretty tight. You know, kind of a banking atmosphere, man. You get them on a boat, start shoving some beer into them or some cocktails, man. It got sideways. There were people throwing up in the bathrooms. They were throwing up over the railing. There were people making out. It got a little hairy there for a while. And there was nowhere to go. There was no escape in the riverboat. So
I was about to say, there's nothing like combining a questionable decision with a body of water.
You're being trapped. Yes, you're trapped aboard that questionable decision.
Huh. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I had another beer that I wanted to go through rather quickly. So the beer that I chose to actually bring to say, hey, that's Mike's beer, is from St. Bernardus. This is ABT 12.
Nice.
This is a beer that you can find nearly anywhere. This beer is made in Belgium, is it right? I'm pretty sure. Yep. It's a Trappist beer, I know that.
We actually covered this in a previous episode where we compared St. Bernardus to Chimay, kind of went head-to-head, and it was a solid episode a couple of couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, we went through a whole flight of Trappist beers. This is from Belgium. The ABV on this is 10%,
ooh,
even though it says ABT 12. This is in a class of beers that come from it's kind of like a marketing thing, but that was traditionally brewed in a monastery or an abbey. And it was probably made by monks for a very, very long time. They probably are not making the beer, you know, themselves anymore and have asked some other people to make the beer for them. The reason why I chose this is, you know, one of the things that I both choose to do and to avoid is I really like Belgian strongs, you know, mm-hmm. During holiday periods. They really bring out, they're very flavorful. I love the caramel. I love the raisins. Mm-hmm. I love all of the complexity that these beers can bring. And I know that, at least I know that Revan Mark's beer is a beer that has been finished, you know, in a barrel.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of bourbon barrel, whiskey barrel, you know, finished beers and a lot of pastry stouts and a mm-hmm. bunch of other things that are very flavor forward. I like things that are flavor forward, but at the end of the day, the beer speaks for itself. And
yeah.
I think that's the reason why I chose this particular beer. So I really love this. What do you guys think about this choice?
Yeah. Well, this is a solid abbey style beer, you know, and I think one of the things you were talking about liking these beers during the holiday season, I think one of the other components of that too is there's a very real warming sensation you get from some of these big beers, you know, and you kind of like this is, you can stand outside at a fire pit or
I can whatever, drink two or three know. Glasses of this as opposed to a pastry stout. I can have like half a glass and yeah. I'm done, you know.
It's got it a ton of flavor, but it quick. Doesn't, but it's not so over the top that it tires you out drinking, right. You know.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
And I think it's also a beer if you pour, say, like a nice tulip-shaped glass,
yeah,
and you can just walk around the room for an hour, hour and a half, and it just changes every 10 yeah. minutes. You can live with it a while. You don't have to always be at the bar because the ABV would keep you from that anyway.
True.
Yeah, sure. And also, if you're going to a fancier office party where they might be having like roast beef or, you know, some sort of meat variety that's like, you know, cut off the bone for you. Insert like this goes good with that kind of food and that holiday-ish kind of food that you're going to have. This is perfect. Like, you know, and I think for people that are beer nerds, they're going to appreciate something like this because it's not going to be that trendy pastry stout that I have a sip and I'm done. No, this is like one that I would go back and back and back to. This would be the palate cleanser for some of the scarier stuff that would be brought in.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also thinking, who would I get stuck in a lengthy conversation with, you know, about beer? I would get stuck in a conversation with you about yeah. this beer.
Yeah.
But never Dave.
So, I wouldn't even talk to him.
So that might be actually part of the strategy, you know, gotcha. In it as well. Let's rate this up and move on then.
Oh, this is a 5.
Hands down.
Without a doubt. Yes.
Well, and I think that's part of what you are trying to accomplish is you want to bring something that's a good, solid, you know, down the road, and you want to knock something out of the park without knocking their socks off.
Sure, too. Sure. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Reverend
Mark.
Yeah.
You're putting the X back in Christmas.
I'm putting the X back in Christmas.
I'm going to step over in the corner and have some dab.
What do you got?
Okay, well, this one, believe it or not, is the one that I would share with the masses and not the classes.
Okay.
It is just
wow.
The regular people that are wanting to kind of...
So that's what the color is on the name tag.
That I would like to introduce to a beer that I think is approachable. What I've brought is the Leffe Blonde.
Leff.
Leff. Is
Leff Blonde.
Yeah, I've heard it Leffe, too. And well, maybe the German guy that I was
If you're from
to.
Hohenwald, yeah. Wow.
So
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Tough crowd.
No, we moved north of Hornwall now.
Yeah. You know.
Sure. we're above the Mason, the Manson-Nixon line.
We got the good
You don't have to defend yourself to him, Mark. Just tell us about this beer.
So anyway, the Leff brewery goes back to like the 1400s. And they, you know, had to take some time off during the French Revolution.
Sure.
And at one time, back in the early 1900s, they were brewing lagers, German lagers, and not...